Broken, set my body free. Oh, Lord, remember me. Oh,
remember me.
Days get long, I call your name.
Talking about slavery in America. Well, people wouldn't, you would think people would fight for their children, wouldn't you? I'm telling you, they're selling children for freaking money. That's a fact. I was doing research for, I'll have to find out her name, a senator down in, I say it was Georgia. They killed her and her husband. She had tracked down out of the foster care that these children were vanishing and they were going out through Florida. They were taking them out for God knows what. She supposedly was killed by her husband who committed suicide. Never happened. Now, Nancy Schaefer was her name. I was doing the research behind the scenes. I do that for some of these people. If they want stuff. She had tracked it down. They were taking children. They just vanished. How in the hell do you lose children out of foster care? Oh, they just run away. Oh, yeah, right. They just vanished. And she had tracked it down to they were trafficking them out through Florida, and God knows where they were leaving the United States or who knows where. She ends up dead, and her husband supposedly, he's dead too, and he supposedly committed suicide. She was a Christian lady. Very Christian, for a hell of a fighter. She wouldn't take any BS off of these crooks. You know what the troopers all, oh, well, it's all suicide. Nobody wants to investigate. We'll just put it under the rug. That's one of them that I was involved with. I got firsthand knowledge on that one. What am I going to do? I'm trying to wake people up. If you have the stuff, you can get around and I'll help you. I will help you. I will explain it to you. You can record it. Get groups. They're stealing children and selling them for money, folks. And if you got a divorce or you got a child custody issue, it's rigged. And how do I know that? Because in this state plan, every regulation is federal. Every regulation has no force and effect of law. It's a con. They're lying to you. And how would I know that? You see, their stuff is in there because in there, if you get the one for your state, it tells you the state agency that has this stuff or knows where to find it. Well, interestingly enough, the cooperative agreement, which is listed in, it's in all of them. And how do I know that? Well, let's go into the regulations that they're under, because it goes down to, they all got these cooperative agreements. And what's the cooperative agreement say? The state plan shall provide to enter into agreements which are reflected in a record for cooperative agreements under 303-107 and appropriate courts, law enforcement officials, such as district attorneys, attorneys general, similar public attorneys, and prosecutors and correctional facilities and Indian tribes. They all have agreements with each other. That's a fact. Do you think that if I go into a court, which we did with Alice Brown, I sat there and watched this. I couldn't believe it. I said, I don't know what the hell you guys are doing, but this thing is rigged. And you know what I got my hands on? One of these cooperative agreements. You know what it says at the top? Cooperative agreement between the Child Support Services Division, Department of Revenue, that's supposed to be in the executive, and the Alaska court system, the judicial. Now, wait a minute. I thought we had separation of powers here. That's what they teach you in school. Oh, no. And that regulation, that CFR I just read, said, no, no, they all got to have cooperative agreements amongst themselves. So we got the executive in cahoots with the Alaska court system. And what does it say in Article 6 of this thing? When I found this stuff, I just couldn't believe it. I said, how could anybody with any conscience, any ethics, do this? Final financial penalty. This is in Article 6, other terms and conditions. You get your cooperative agreements. They have to enter into them. They are mandated because they can't get the money if they don't. You offer money to a politician, and that person will sell you out for $1.98. I guarantee you, most of them will. Not all of them, but almost all. Other terms and conditions. B, financial penalties and other disallowances of federal financial participation for incurred expenditures that are sustained by CSSD are a direct result of any federal audit or office reviewing finding of inadequate performance by the court. Inadequate performance by the court under the agreement shall be passed on to the court in the appropriate share upon receipt of official notice of such finding. You know what I just read? Inadequate performance of the court. Now, he has an agreement to make money, and he's audited for how much money he makes, and they share it or they're penalized. Now, what do you think the CSSD people sitting there and the Department of Law and the kangaroo judge are going to do? You offer them money. Who's got the bucks here? Who's got the bucks? But now we got to look good. They're in for a real good show. Oh, in the interest of the child. Oh, yeah, right. I saw enough of those, it makes you want to puke when you know what's going on. I saw a black guy and a white gal got married, and they were in there. And they'd gotten some pissing match over something, but they were back together again. and they were in there getting screwed. And well, I went out and talked to them because I was trying to find out, you know, I was trying to get my facts. And the next thing I know, because when I was in there before, I had a camera and stuff, and I had to set it all up on the my cell phone and everything on the banister because they couldn't trust me. I might be recording something. But I am dead serious. I walked into that courtroom for the first time, and that attorney for the state turned around and looked at me, and I felt a cold shiver go through me like that person is the devil or something. I am not kidding you. So anyway, in the process, got a subpoena to bring this person, one of these idiots up there, and let's get him on the stand and nail him. You know what happened? They said, you can't do that. Trooper got me cornered out there in the open, and I said, oh, yeah, we can. Showed him the rules. Don't you guys read these rules? He said, I'm throwing you out of the courthouse. Okay. So I did a salute. It's like, Kyle! Really pissed off the trooper. There are a few good ones, by the way, because I got to know some. But so I went outside. He said, I can arrest you for doing that. And I did another Sig Heil. I said, okay, get it on. Just do it. He didn't. Not maybe a good move. I hate liars. I hate people that are doing pure evil. And those people lost control of their children. They lost control. They were given away for adoption. Why? Because they're worth money. The state makes money. I've been thrown out of the Palmer CSSD. We were there just asking for freedom of information stuff, and they called the cops and threw us out. How dare you ask for documents? Shut the hell up. Been there and done it, boy. We brought up Alice Brown down in Montana. I've mentioned this before. They were trying to do the same thing. She had a second child, a boy, and we got this cooperative agreement stuff in there. They gave her a check for $20,000 and told her to get the hell out of Montana. Knowledge is power. But if these people will go right up to the edge to see if you'll blink. Just this happened in an IRS case, in Mooney's case, in the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals. The appeal... appellate brief was due on the 26th. The lower court entered new evidence with a declaration. That's new evidence. And they wanted the Mooney's permission to go ahead and transfer the money because there's a Liz Pendens was filed against the property. It creates a cloud on the title and they can't get title insurance. Well, obviously, you don't have a final judgment, or a technically final judgment means no appeal, but no judgment that's final, if you're asking permission. And, of course, the Moonies told them to go to hell. Why would you? Oh, yeah, you can take my house. Just take the money and give it to whoever you want. Oh, yeah, it'll be all right. These people crazy or what? And they waited till the last minute, the day the appeal was due, the appellate brief, to say, oh, by the way, we'll grant you an extension of 60 days. Then they didn't even get it right. They said it's going to be an informal brief, which I highly recommend not doing because I don't know how to do formal briefs. And they said, why would the lower court ruling have any bearing on up here? Well, duh, if the lower court, Nelson, says, oh, by the way, because she ruled once, dismissed it with prejudice, the IRS and the attorney wrote an email threatened her. Oh, yeah, okay, well, I'm going to change that dismiss with prejudice. I made an error. I had an epiphany. Yeah, right. For 30 days, I'm sorry, 90 days, 3 months, we won. They didn't want to deal with it, but the temperature was too high. They just couldn't allow that to happen. So we're going back at them again. They don't have standing because you know what that attorney did down there? He made a mistake. He put in his counsel for the United States, and the plaintiff is United States of America. Boy, they do not want to go there because they can't, which I've talked about before. They cannot go there. We put in a standing brief at the Federal Court of Claims, and the judge kept in the chambers for 13 days, then she wouldn't rule on it. She picked up a BS thing and dismissed the case because they can't go there. Well, it's going to get worse with what I'm working on. So anyway, back to this, finishing up with this state plan. I have the state plans. If you email me at IRS at alaskaminuteman.com, You will find in there the agency at the top. You will find down in, let's see here, let's see what where it is. Let me search on cooperative agreements. On 3.1, cooperative agreements, they will have a complete list, 3.1A, a list of all the cooperative agreements under this agency is entered into, and I have broken down 45 CFR 302.34 that I just read you. They got to have agreements. I went into the Federal Register, and how you read this stuff, you go to the CFRs, which is called a Code of Federal Regulations, and how a CFR is generated is by filing into the Federal Register. Then they put it into the Code of Federal Regulations, and they give it a number. So what you do is you take that 45 CFR 302.24, you go to the very bottom where it says credits, and you look up each Federal Register, and you look and see if it says it's in compliance with 553B, and you will never find one of them that is. They always make an excuse. It's not required. It's not in the best public interest. And yada, yada, yada. Talk, smoke. So you know what that means? This state plan that is based on all federal CFRs is based on federal regulation or federal registers that have no force and effect of law. They're all interpretive, and they can't be used for enforcement. And in that, you'll find your driver's licenses, your passports, all sorts of stuff. That's in that list. So you email me at irs@alaskaminuteman.com, and I will email you the state plan. I will mail you this one that I've deciphered. I'm going to be deciphering more, but I got other pressing things to do. And I'll explain it to you. I'll help you. Get together, learn, and go fight these bastards. They're stealing children. They're selling children in America. It's slavery, folks. There's no other nice name for it. For money. And I can tell you how they're doing it with their documents, their stuff. And when you start wanting to get the cooperative agreements and the list of cooperative agreements, that's when you're going to find out, you really got to push on them because they don't want this stuff out. Because if the people ever find out, some of these politicians might have a problem. You think? I would think so. I'd like to think so. And there are incentive programs in this state plans. But just imagine, just stop and think about a state plan that has no, it's all based on CFRs, and then they turn around and say, well, we'll get around and make a state statute to enforce the regulation that has no force and effect of law. It's not even a law. It's an interpretive rig or a procedural rule or interpretive rigs in reality. And interpretive rigs cannot be enforced. And I got another brief I'll send you where I've researched it out in great detail. Interpretive rigs can't be enforced. Now, why would they want to do this? Well, one of the reasons is because they can issue driver's licenses under this and control you. But you see, when you get a driver's license as a citizen of the United States, like in Alaska, I signed mine under citizen of Alaska, just hoping they would challenge me, but they wouldn't. When you get a driver's license under a citizen of the United States, you know what you can do then? You have a right to vote. What's the right to vote under the 15th Amendment? That's the right to show up at the building, but you have no elective franchise and no right of suffrage when you go in the building. But we don't care. Because nobody knows. So now we have illegals voting. You get the picture? Back in a minute.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay. Yeah, so that covers basically the state plan. There's a lot more to it, but like I say, email me at IRS@AlaskaMinuteman.com and I'll give you some ammo. It's going to take a little while to get the hang of it, but once you do, you're going to have real material, especially once you get a copy of the cooperative agreements. It's all rigged. The judge is after it. They share the money. It's all about the love of money. It's the root of all evil. And it's black and white, if you know how to get it. And it's going to take a little work to get it, but I can give you started. Anyway, let's get back to the IRS. I was researching out, because I go in and read Pacer, and takes why I'm slow getting stuff done. This happened in the District Court of Columbia. I go read their stuff. This is the Committee on the Ways and Means, the House of Representatives, United States House of Representatives. Whoa! Wow, that's where Pelosi and Schiff and Nadler are. Oh, man, all these here great guys. Like, oh, wow, that's where the criminals are really at work. Well, I go read their case. They're trying to get the grand jury stuff out of the Mueller report. He did a bunch of grand jury stuff. Why are grand juries secret? There's another whole story, but I'm going to give you just a brief overview. The bottom line is, how do you have probable cause determination of law and fact? That is a question of probable cause is a mixed question of law and fact. Who makes the determination of probable cause if you go straight to a grand jury that's secret? You don't even have the right to show up. You starting to get the picture? They bypass the preliminary examination. It's still in the code. Where they have to bring in the real law, real evidence, Somebody was sent to establish it. Then you have the right to show up. The judge makes a determination of probable cause because he has trained in the law, supposed to be independent. He then sends it to the grand jury. The grand jury then gets it, and they will have two sides of the story, if presuming you choose to do show up with the preliminary examination and have witnesses and stuff. What a novel idea. That all came from the English common law. All those people, the Magna Carta, and all those people over there that fought tyranny for decades, years. And we adopted it, but we've now overthrown that. We go straight to the grand jury. Oh, let's go to the grand jury. Who makes the determination of probable cause? Prosecutor is biased. He works for the executive. He's trying to hang you. Nobody. Grand jury can't. They don't even know the damn law. Let alone make a determination of it. Nobody brings this up. What is wrong with you folks? Boodle? Anyways, took me a while to figure this out, too. Anyway, so this case here is 1-19, Charlie Victor, 1974. I'll send you the complaint, like I say, if you ask for it today, if you're not on the list. This is where they were going after, and what do they say on page 2? Defendants have mounted an extraordinary attack on the authority of Congress to obtain information needed to conduct oversight of the Treasury, the IRS, and here's the killer, tax laws on behalf of, behalf means that you're not a party, you're in for the benefit of the American people who participate, because you don't have to participate, in the nation's voluntary tax system. That's a voluntary tax system. And there's ones who participate. I don't want to participate. And it's voluntary. So I was listening to this attorney, I can't think of his name, it's him and his dad, both I think are on Trump's team, and they were talking about abuse of power or a constitutionally protected right. Do I have a constitutionally protected right to own property? Abso-frickin-lutely. Do I have a constitutionally protected right to not be to have a known legal duty for any tax due and owing or any tax? Don't I have a constitutionally protected right if there's an obligation to have a known legal duty, i.e. the law of the United States that requires it? You think? So how do they bypass all that stuff? Well, first of all, they start off with an agency that I've got them. First of all, they're under the United States. They're an agency of the United States of America. They're all over the place because they're just liars. They're just like Schiff and Pelosi and Nadler. I mean, there's nothing truthful comes out of their mouth. But throwing that aside, what do they do? Well, let's see. Let's put up a notice of deficiency. We think you owe something. Okay, wait a minute. So where is the obligation, the known legal duty of the obligation? Where is it? It has to exist, by the way. And it actually does. Where is the obligation? Who has the authority to withhold? Well, let's go take a look and see what it says. This is in 7701. By the way, Title 26, Internal Revenue Code, has never been adopted as positive law. It's not even part of the United States Code, but it's close, and the court says, well, you know, it mirrors it, so it's blank, blank, wink, wink. That needs to be challenged because it's not a law of the United States. Even if it's codified positive law, it's still not a law of the United States. So where is the constitutional side? You see, they always have to have...
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out, Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with
Okay, well, we're back here. So, with the Internal Revenue Service, we have this thing that I was reading you. It said, tax laws on behalf of the American people, so it's for their benefit, who participate. Well, I don't want to participate in the nation's voluntary tax system. That means there has to be ways to bypass this. Well, first of all of the taxes, individual or subtitle A. Subtitle C is where the key is. Because what does it say? It says the maximum number of withholding exemptions permitted shall be calculated in accordance with regulations prescribed by the under this section. Well, first of all, the regulations for your W-4 are all baloney. But it says even more. In determining the amount to be deducted and withheld under this subsection, the wages may, at the election of the employer, be computed to the nearest dollar. May! The employer is making the election by the W-4. Why? Because you put in W-4, there's a box 7 that says, oh, I don't want to do this. I'm exempt. Of course, the IRS comes back and the agent, and it's not signed, and next thing you know, they're taking the money out, and away they go. But there's the out on the W-4. Well, where is the authority to withhold? There has to be a constitutional authority. Oh, it's there. I just don't want to talk about it. I guarantee you they don't want to do it. We found that on Rappert's case in Minnesota. 26 U.S.C., actually it's IRC, but 26 U.S.C. 7701A16. Withholding agent, the term, quote, withholding agent means any person required to deduct and withhold any tax. Does that pretty much cover it? Any person required to deduct and withhold any tax under provisions, and they list four. 1441, non-resident aliens. 1442, that's a foreign corporation. 1443 is a foreign organization. And 1461 is you can sue the employer if you're not one of those three. They do not want to go there. So under the subtitle C, 26 U.S.C. 320, let's see, it's 30, just a minute here. I got a lot of brain flatulation here. 3402. There's an election called the W-4. I elect to do this, really. And under the legislative history and the stuff of the Social Security Act, it is a privilege to work for an employer as a citizen of the United States. They say so. It's a privilege. You think? I don't think so. So now then we get back to the W-4, but then they go straight to the 1040, which is a form, it's an implied in law contract where I am volunteering that I want money back. It's called a return. Implied in law. I am creating an obligation for myself, and the IRS is not bound to do anything. They're not bound to validate the debt or anything. You go into these courts, and they get prosecuted for tax evasion. They're not... They will say in there that the IRS does not have to validate how much money you owe or you owe any money, because they can't. Go read the damn jury instructions. It's a con. Unbelievable. So the bottom line is, how did the IRS pull this off? Well, it looks like that notice or levy and distraint. So what do they do? I'm an IRS agent. And I don't, oh my, I've been brainwashed. I'm going to send you a notice of deficiency. You owe. And we may not even do it. But that's all right. But that's supposed to be the start. I think you owe X number of money. And if you don't do something, we're going to do it. So then we start off with all this letter writing crap. They create a debt in their world that you owe money, which they will not validate because they can't. Notice of deficiency and yada, yada, crap, 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 who cares? The bottom line is, next thing you know what? Oh, we got a notice of federal tax lien. It's in the public record, so it must be true. Well, it's not backed up by anything. But we have a notice of federal tax lien. So then we will go to foreclosures or stuff along this line. What have they done? I have a constitutionally right to own property. I have a constitutionally secured right to not be forced into or to have a no legal duty of any obligation disclosed, which they will not. They can't because it don't exist. They bypass the source of the authority to withhold because the only authority is for foreigners. Why would I bypass that and go to the return side, say, I want money back? Wait a minute, who had the authority? Because you see, I got a signature. We have to get around. We've conned the employers to taking out the money. So then, I got to get my money back. So I file a return as a citizen of the United States under the penalties of perjury. It's implied in law contracts. Aware, that's how they get us to volunteer. So, I'm going to tie down a citizen of the United States, is in the District of Columbia. They do all the 1040s, the W-4s, W-9s, 1099s, I-9s, W-9s, all this crap goes on to D.C. Only for a citizen of the United States that is a qualified elector. But you see, we can use their stuff against them. Well, if I'm a citizen of the United States, my golly, we can't have any discrimination because Congress stands. Oh, we can't have any discrimination, race, color, creed, none of that crap. My golly, Ned. Well, if I'm a citizen of the United States out here, I got to be equal to a citizen of the United States in D.C., you think? Because there is nothing there except that. And it's in the statute. It's conclusive. And in D.C., the courts have ruled I have no protection on the taxation without representation. Congress can do anything they want. I have no right to a constitutional court. I have no right to own property. I have no right to due process of law. They've changed it to because there's no land, because the United States is not a country. They just call it due process. Of course, that's what all the talking heads use today, due process. Well, due process of law means law of the land. That's a meaning. You can't do due process of law if you don't have any frickin' country, land. So they just leave off the due process of law and call it due process. This is another one of the cons. And you have to put this stuff in quotation marks if you're pleading. Because these guys are really good. It's a word game. And it's a con. So the bottom line is they are using an administrative process to create a fictional debt. And then when they get into court, they don't even have to tell you where the authority is to withhold. The judge won't let you go there. But you didn't file a return. Wait a minute. Whoa. Where is the authority, the obligation under the law of the United States that created the obligation for me to pay? I'll do it if you can show it to me. Because it don't exist. Why can't you tell me how much I owe under a law of the United States? But they can't. It's all a big con. The judges, the courts today, since 1948, actually they started this, so they did this back in 1913 when they did the 17th Amendment. There are no people of the several states, which is in the Constitution for the House of Representatives. Has it changed? Still there. Person could use it. That's what it says, Article 1, Section 2. The House of Representatives shall be composed of members chosen every second year by the people of the several states. I had missed that till I found the case, because in the 17th Amendment, it's the people of the states for the Senate. And they get us to sign up to be a citizen of the United States. Instead of a citizen of Texas, they're a citizen of North Carolina. And the courts have ruled. Citizen of the United States has no right of the elective franchise or anything. Vote. You have the right to vote? Yeah, show up at the building, and you can't be barred by any type of whatever. Whatever flavor of the month of bologna is. It's just pretty amazing. It's just hard to believe. Pat in Fort Worth. Question, comment?
Hi. I want to ask you a question. Have you ever looked into the Constitutional Convention Implementation Act by Orrin Hatch? It started, I think, in 86. They wanted a constitutional convention based on a balanced budget amendment.
Are you 86? You're talking about 1786 or?
No, 1986. He introduced it.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Nothing. I have no idea. Never heard of it.
Well, you know how far you can trust people up there these days to throw them by the tail, right? And so
I didn't understand that. Say that statement again. I'm sorry. I missed what you said.
Well, you know how you can't trust Pelosi and all those people as far as you can throw them by the tail. And if they're doing things unconstitutional, they may be planning an Article 5 convention right under our noses.
Well, Article 5 convention for everything. I can't remember the gal that died that was against that. And she has a valid point. We don't want that because they could run away with
it. Well, I know we don't want it, and I know she died. And my problem is who's looking at the thing now?
Well, I know they're trying to pass it. That's why Mark Levin, he's pushing that. I like Mark Levin. He's a smart guy, but that we do not want a constitute. We do not want an Article 5 thing, because if they ever get their hands on that, first of all, they don't even have the authority to modify the Constitution. Because, see, what people don't know, the Bill of Rights, Article 1, or Amendment 1 through 12, are all organic amendments. The amendments from 13 and up are not organic, because they have where Congress can get around and by legislation, and they're only for citizens of the United States. Because, you see, in the National Voter Registration Act, I can prove this, of 1993, they said the 10th Amendment doesn't apply. When we have elections, you got to be kidding me. Did you realize the 10th Amendment doesn't apply when we have elections under the National Voter Registration Act of 1993? Because it's only for citizens of the United States, and the 10th Amendment does not reach citizens of the United States, because technically they don't even exist.
Have you talked to Mark Levine?
What's that?
Have you talked to Mark Levine about it?
No, I can't get a hold of any of these people. I don't know how to get a hold of them.
Well, my problem is most people don't know what you're talking about. They don't even know that the Motor Voter Act, you know, you go in there and you you want a driver's license, and they say you got to sign up to vote, and you do, because you think that's the only way to get it, and you don't even speak English, and then you can be going to a constitutional convention.
The reason why, which I said, the reason why, because once you get a driver's license, they're for a citizen of the United States. Once you get that, then that's all they look at to vote, to show up at the building. Therefore, you're an illegal, so we give an illegal a driver's license, then they can take that first step, and they're voting. So the bottom line is, we got all these illegals with driver's licenses that are got nothing to do with this country, don't give a damn about anything except getting benefits and stuff and overthrowing our republic. That's what they're doing. I got evidence of it.
Well, I'm just worried about the fact that if nobody's looking at what's going on, because I was reading just now, I don't have time either, about a compact between different states, that somehow they have to make a compact between different states.
They're all illegal. But see, these states are not several states. They are a municipal entity under the United States. And they say so in the voter registration, the National Voter Registration. It's a state of the United States and the District of Columbia. That's the definition of a state. That tells you right there.
No.
Okay?
We'll call on you if they do something, if we find out they're doing it.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Bye.
Yeah. Bye. It is. This is like taking a course in how to get into hell. It's all based on lies. It's a con. Our republic has been overthrown. There's not one public officer in all of these United States, because there's no elections for them. At least from 1993 and before. There's no elections, because they say it's only for federal offices. That's their definition, and their definition of federal offices isn't even the right ones. It's a con, folks. But they say there's a 185 ALR or something or other talks about this in great detail. Well, if you states wanted to have an election for state public officers, you could have one. Did you have two elections for these quote people that are quote running for senators and representatives in your quote state? Of course not. You can't make this stuff up. Literally. It should shock the hell out of people. This child custody thing ought to shock the hell out of people. They're selling children for money. The IRS is a con. It's voluntary. What is there about voluntary? Because they get around and the whole system is rigged. And we have to extract ourselves from being a citizen of the United States. I got to get this updated, your status. Under Evidence Rule 901, number 7, it becomes self-authenticating. Because it's also 8 U.S.C. 1101A22B. That is a great one. You can either be a citizen of the United States, or you can owe permanent allegiance to the United States and not be a citizen of the United States. It's on your passport. Just look on the right-hand side. It says citizen/national of the United States. But you have to know enough to go look this up and then be able to plead it, and then hopefully you got to find somebody that's honest, because you got to fight for the truth. But if you don't have the knowledge of the truth, how are you going to win? I got facts. I got their stuff. I got them telling us how they're doing it. Then we have to understand what the constitutional side is, our inalienable rights from the Creator, because when you become a citizen of the United States, that is Satan's side. That is a fiction in law, the love of money. You have no political rights. I have 110 cases. United States of America is a sovereign body politic. That ought to scare people. United States of America is who? That's Congress. It started in 1913. Why? Because the Constitution of the United States, when they got rid of the 17th Amendment, there were no longer any several states electing senators. Everybody is being elected by citizens of the United States that have no elective franchise. And don't write a suffrage. They print this stuff, folks. Back in a minute.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Well, back with just a few minutes here left. And IRS at AlaskaMinuteman.com if you want to get a copy of your state plan and the regulations to where these people are all in bed together making money and on and on. I'm hoping people would, like I say, thanks to this guy down in Oklahoma, I got access to all 50 of them. And that was an amazing accomplishment. And now, but it takes work in each one of these states. Oh, the other thing that needs to be done, if you're in one of the states, get a call, and if you get it, please send them to me. I just don't have the time to track down all these, but I want to get them in my database so I can share them, is the Administrative Rulemaking Manual. Administrative Rulemaking Manual. Every state has one. They will freely give it to you as soon as you find out where it is on their internet. Administrative Rulemaking Manual. It will talk about substantive, interpretive, and procedural rules. I got one out of Minnesota, and it says everything has the force and effect of law. Then I looked up at the Minnesota court. They said, well, some of these do and some of these don't. Now, there's the kind of place I want to go. Let's see. I got a regulation. Well, I'm not sure, because you know what? Nobody's ever taken that on in Minnesota. How would they? How are they going to know what I just went through today? You won't. I guarantee you. If I'd have known this a long time ago, it took me a long time to finally wade through all the crap to get to the meat of the thing. This and this and this. And if these things aren't there, it's smoke. So if you get the Administrative Rulemaking Manual for your state, I would really like to have a copy, because I just don't have the time to track all these down, because some of these, it takes you a couple phone calls and these guys. But that's something they will freely give out. You get the right, or if you got a senator representing him, call him up, and they'll probably tell you where you can download it. Anyway, if we don't stand up and fight, we're going to lose. We're never going to get it all back. I mean, that's just the way it is. But do we allow these people to sell children into trafficking and all this stuff? God, I hope not. That's what they're doing. Or take them away for adoption for money and put them into another home for money. Folks, they're selling children for money. And that's a fact. And I can prove it. And you can prove it in your own state. I will help you find the own stuff in your own state. The name of the agency is in the state plan. And I will help you understand how to read the Federal Register. I wish I'd have had somebody that could have walked me through all this stuff and saved me about 20 years of not chasing my tail. I got it. I know it. And I can prove it. And I'm willing to, as much time as I can, allocate to anybody. And like I say, if you're a member of the IRS list, you want all of the research I got, send me a 1 terabyte and cover all the postage and stuff. I'll give it to you. Books and stuff you will never see, because they're not available. Some of them, there's only a couple of them existing in the whole world. So all I can say is I can offer, but it's up to you to make that decision. Do you want to fight? Or do you want to cower in the background and just let all this stuff go on? I'm hoping we'll fight. And it's not easy, I guarantee you. Several people that I have fought with on this have given up. They just give up. And all of a sudden, it's all my fault. Thornton in Minnesota. Gladden here in Alaska. I've got him driver's license, all kinds of stuff. But I don't know. People just go off the deep end. McAlpine in North Carolina. Got the IRS agent off his back, beat him with books and records, and he goes and with that baller now he's in jail. Oh well. Anyway, hope you learned something. But we'll see you next Sunday. And what's up with the foot rallies? They're everywhere. I hate to leave you, but I really
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.